Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio, and I'm about to bring you a reflection on the Gospel for this 10th Sunday in Ordinary Time. That's with the Spiritual Director of the Pontifical Beda College here in Rome, Monsignor Peter Verity. A programme that begins, as always, with Sean Patrick Lovett reading this week's Gospel for us.
Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region.
There is one word which is key to understanding today's Gospel. I'll come to that in a few moments, but first let's have a look at the story itself. It is the story of the cure of the son of a widow from the town of Nain. At its face value, we are presented with a tragic situation. A woman whose husband had previously died has now lost her only son. Perhaps this may even be her only child, although the Gospel doesn't tell us that. It is hard to imagine the emptiness and devastation in her life. She is beside herself with grief. What does the future hold? How can she possibly cope? The Gospel tells us a large crowd from the city was with her. She is, in a sense, being carried along by the crowd. People have rallied round to help. Friends, neighbours, acquaintances, they feel for her and want to help her. What can they say? How are they to react? There are no words, but their presence is important. If they can do nothing else, they can at least be there for her. This tragedy should not be borne alone. They are there to suffer with her, and that, after all, is the true meaning of the word compassion, suffering with, compassio. As Jesus draws near to the city, he sees the funeral procession and quickly takes in what is going on. He offers his presence also and his compassion. He will suffer with her too, showing all of us who hear this story that God is present in our suffering and that he is a God of compassion who suffers with us no matter how difficult our situation may be. Jesus, we are told, was moved with pity for her, indicating the way God looks on us when we are suffering. Jesus goes to speak to her, simple words, "Do not weep," and a simple action. He touches the coffin and orders the young man to get up. At this point of the story comes the key word, which will help us to unlock the spiritual depths of the gospel passage. This is the word which Jesus uses in his command to the young man. The word, arise. Young man, I tell you, arise. On one level, this can simply mean, sit up, get out of the coffin. But the word can also mean very much more for us. There are echoes here of the command of Jesus to the dead Lazarus, unbind him, let him go free. The very word arise itself also reminds us of the first Easter Sunday, the day of resurrection. This command of Jesus to the young man, therefore, is about new life, the life of faith, the life of the risen Lord. It is a command to move away from the realm of death into the light of new life. Another word which is often used for this is conversion. And this is what today's gospel passage is really about. The story asks us to reflect on aspects of our lives when there has been a conversion, or perhaps we could say when there has been a resurrection. We'll have a brief look at two situations which might resonate with some of you, and then explore what spiritual insights can benefit all of us. Firstly, conversion is the word used when someone changes from no faith or belief in God to the Christian faith. Some people will be able to recall such a time of their own conversion to Christ. In some cases, this may have been like the experience St. Paul had in his conversion on the road to Damascus. And it is interesting that the second reading of today's Mass is one of Paul's own accounts of his conversion, the one from his letter to the Galatians. Some people, although by no means everyone, do experience a sort of conversion from a life which is ignorant of God and religion to a new awareness of God's love and care. At its heart, it is a move into a realization of God's love for me personally. Have a new sense of who I am as someone created and loved unconditionally by God. Secondly, there is a sort of conversion that takes place within the faith. A call to live with a new depth and vitality for the faith. This may happen to a person who has been brought up as a Catholic, but for whom the faith has simply been inherited from their parents. Here, the conversion is to make a living faith which is personal and real. A spiritual writer from Scotland, Father Jock Dalrymple, wrote about this type of conversion shortly before he died in 1985. Christian conversion takes place, he wrote, when a man or woman who has hitherto led a routine religious life suddenly realizes that God is real. What up to then was an impersonal, slightly routine, rather notional, not much regarded acceptance that God exists and Jesus Christ, his Son, is our Lord, suddenly becomes very real indeed and very personal. He becomes the center of my life. I think this quote sums this up very well. Jesus' command to the young man, I tell you, arise, is addressed to all of us. And many may recall occasions when they were aware of faith becoming alive and vital. Today's gospel, therefore, encourages us to reflect on these conversion events in our past lives. But the command of Jesus to arise is also something which is addressed to each of us every day. And it is here that today's gospel really hits home. Daily conversion is readily available to us. It can come about through the little things of our lives, our daily experiences, the people we meet, the things that happen to us, the beauty of nature, even some inspiring news or programme on the television. It can happen through our reading of the scriptures, our times of prayer, our taking part in the liturgy of the church. In these and at other times, we may be aware of a gentle call from the Lord to arise, to go beyond the mundane, the things that hold us down, to rise up in order to live with the life of the risen Christ. Each evening, when you look back over the day, notice these things and give thanks for them. They are the moments when you are invited to a new awareness of the presence of the infinite God surrounding you at all times and everywhere. When you look back over the day, hear Jesus inviting you, as he did the young man in today's Gospel. Let's hear again in the words of the Gospel exactly what happened at this key moment. Jesus stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." Notice the words, "the bearers halted." Perhaps this is showing us that we need to pause and be still if we are to hear Jesus. Inner silence is vital for encountering God. If our lives are crowded out with busyness and worry, work and material concerns, if there is no stillness and contemplative silence in our lives, the voice of Jesus will be muted. And so, in your imagination, see Jesus stepping forward, touching the dead parts of your life, inviting you to be still enough to recognise him. And then hear Jesus' words addressed to you personally, not young man, but your name, Peter, Mary, John, Elizabeth, I tell you, arise. Arise from your busyness, your worry, your concern. Accept the new life I am offering you. Live in a new way. Where will the call to conversion come from for you today? Are you ready to recognise it? Are you still enough and away from the busyness and cares of life to be able to hear it? As you listen to the story of the widow of Nain, hear Jesus say to you, "Today, I tell you, arise."
And our thanks there go to Monsignor Peter Verity, Spiritual Director at the Pontifical Beda College here in Rome. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.